Welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. I'm delighted to be part of the Dr. Pat Madeline Gerwick lineup, following their shows each Friday. Thanks for listening. Today we will hear from Reverend Christine Mellorisi Helioha. What a nice name.
Thank you very much.
So we're going to welcome her.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be on the show today.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, this is Maureen St. Germain, and I'm here each Friday. I'm an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. I work with individuals providing insightful information from their guides through my connection to the Akashic Records. I wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and have also taught the progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Our customers tell us the Genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. I've also taught the Flower of Life workshop, the Merkaba meditation, for over 15 years, and have released both a CD guided version of the Merkaba and wrote the book Beyond the Flower of Life. My company, Transformational Enterprises, developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line called Aromandalas. I also write for Danyon Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. This week, we're happy to welcome Reverend Christine, who is a teacher of the teachers. Reverend Christine is ordained to the I Am University, guided to teach tools of ascension. In addition, she's been on the path of healing for 25 years and brings forth her own experience to the path of healing. Her many gifts include being a teacher of ascension, cosmic messenger of the light force, trans channel, shamanic healer, and soul coach. Divine Language Network vision is to help others find their spiritual gifts so that they may find their own puzzle piece upon the new earth to help others awaken to the oneness of creation. Christine's focus presently is to help the lightworkers clear their four-body system and develop mastery upon their path so they may be able to help the newly awakened ones move into their fifth-dimensional new earth. She does this by helping others understand the rays of the light so that the lower physical body can be attuned to the higher spiritual body and integrating the fifth-dimensional frequency. Christine is also an aspiring author and will be presenting several books this year. One named The Clarion Light Beings of 9/11 and Beyond, A Journey to the Continuance of Life, which tells her story of how she started a weekly online meditation group for the souls who perished during the Twin Towers tragedy of 9/11. This book will assist an individual experience the connection of the continuation of life through the Temple of 9/11, along with receiving tools and techniques to help balance within the four-body system. I call those the four lower bodies, the physical, mental, emotional, and etheric bodies. You call them physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. Tell us about, I know our listeners are very interested in this term you used, the Temple of 9/11. What is that?
Okay, the Temple of 9/11 is actually an actual temple in the astral realm, in the inner plane. It was created after I experienced a sweat lodge in Long Island 1 month after the Twin Tower tragedy.
I'm not hearing you very well. Can you speak up just a little, please?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry.
During my experience in the sweat lodge, demonically,
I went to the souls and I was assisting them.
Sure.
And when I came into my body, I fell into the rocks and I burnt my leg in the shape of a heart. And that was my connection to the souls that had perished. I was working with them on the other realm. I was guided by Archangel Michael several months later to start an online meditation group in which a Temple of 9/11 was created so that the souls of the 9/11 people that had perished wanted to thank the humans on Earth for assisting them in their prayers. And all the elements of assistance of healing for their families and everyone. So it has grown since then. So I have an online meditation group weekly in which I send out a transmission, and people can connect in their meditation or in their sleep state to the Temple of 9/11, and all these souls meet together to create healing upon planet Earth.
Excellent. Just excellent. So is this something that people have to sign up for, or do they just go to your website?
To actually get the transmission, they can go on my website at Life Station Earth and receive the transmissions.
Okay,
I do have a page on there. Under Clarion 911 that has a lot of them on there that they can read them.
I'd like you to give your web name again, please.
Okay, it's lifestationearth.com.
So spell it.
LifeStationEarth.
So LIF is in Frank, Life Station.
Yes, it's Life.
Ha. Huh. All right.
Earth.
Well, your work is very multifaceted. You're a coach, healer, and teacher. Tell us where you're focusing your work presently.
My work presently is moving into more of a teaching phase. Presently, I have a course that I am doing online on teaching people about the planetary rays of God. And within that course, I teach about the different aspects of the rays, the ascended masters, the archangels, and the Elohim masters that are associated with each ray. And then I channel a meditation and also a message from the teachers of that ray. This assists people to becoming comfortable with each of the masters that are in the ray, pick up their personality so that they can call upon them themselves, and also to access these rays to assist in the healing, especially of the lower chakras, because when you use the rays of God, they are a little bit different than the chakra colors, but you can attune them to yourself to assist you in clearing and balance. For an example, Ray 4 is balance and harmony through conflict. It's associated with the root chakra. The color is emerald green. When we utilize that emerald green color when we're going through a lot of trauma and confliction in any parts of our lives, it will assist you in feeling more balanced.
Excellent.
So
and I know
that seems to be where my work is going presently. I also do private sessions along with that.
Excellent. Now, just for our listeners' sake, I'd like to talk a little bit about the rays in general. This is material that came originally from the Vedics, as I understand it, and the information is there are seven rays, and then there are additional rays after the seven basic rays. Most everyone has heard of Archangel Michael, and he's on the first ray, the ray of the will of God. And it's real easy for people to identify with that because it's something that's a little bit familiar, and they begin to understand. And once a person understands a specific ray and its color and the energy behind it, and then the ascended masters and the archangels, they get to a new level of understanding, and it's a resource for them. It's very similar to the work I've done with the archangels because I've done meditation to the archangels along the seven rays. Same deal. So what do you bring to that that helps people understand the rays?
Okay, what from what I'm learning, the seven basic rays that I've learned from is from Joshua David Stone's material and that came from Alice Bailey. And sometimes there's a conflation of some other information out there that are different colors and different types of rays, and they're a little bit differently. In my study, I have been learning that the planetary rays that I have been bringing forth of those colors are the levels of frequency that we bring into our physical body that need to clear. And as we move into the higher aspects, then we bring in the cosmic rays, which then the colors can change and the chakras associated with the rays can change also.
Exactly.
So what I have learned in my process is to teach individuals to ask for a specific ray to come to them and say, for instance, the harmony ray, again, is emerald green on a planetary level. If they tune into that and ask that a spectrum of light to come to them, and it's a higher frequency, that means their consciousness in their physical body is moving to that towards the cosmic color, because as the cosmic color, it is pure white light. So it'll change from a darker green to a lighter green, and it finally move into the essence of pure white light of the cosmic level.
Excellent. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. The speaker you've just been hearing is Reverend Christine Mellorese Helioha, and her email is mellorese@thelifestationearth.com. So it's M as in Mary, E-L-E-R-I-E-S-S-E-E, at life as in L-I-F, Frank E, and then the word station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, and then the word earth, E-A-R-T-H.com. And you can also call her at 856-983-4951. 856-983-4951. And if you'd like to sign up for her weekly meditation group, you may do so at her website, which is called www.lifestationearth, L-I-F Frank E-S-T-A-T-I-O-N, earth, E-A-R-T-H, .com. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We'll be right back.
Coming to Seattle for one night only, a long-awaited appearance by one of the most visionary women of the century. An Evening with Shirley MacLaine is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to explore the big questions, such as what is consciousness, what is the purpose of life, or are we alone in the universe? With a woman that isn't afraid of the answers, join Bella Spark Productions and Shirley MacLaine on Sunday, June 13th at 7 p.m. in Beta Royal Hall, Seattle. Shirley MacLaine, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Be sure to keep listening to this show for your opportunity to win two tickets to this final event in the 2010 Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine on June 13th. Visit bellaspark.com for details. BellaSpark.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to thank all of you out there for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We've got so many juicy things planned for you. Remember, the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 good timing guide today.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org. How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back. This is Maureen St. Germain, and you're listening to Heaven Sent Talk Radio to help you make your life a day of heaven on earth. We're speaking with Christine, Reverend Christine, who was just telling me a story about one of her clients who came to her experiencing a great deal of fear and issues with not being able to make a decision or move forward, and she wasn't sure what the problem was. So she came with Christine and had an experience with her. And Christine, maybe you'd fill in some of the details for us.
Yeah, she was very, very fearful. She wanted to leave immediately. And I sat with her and asked her to breathe deeply. I saw intuitively that it was coming from her solar plexus, and the fear issue was deep inside of her. But it turned out that it was something else that occurred for her when she started breathing from her childhood. So I asked her to tune into her inner child, and we brought out her inner child, and she saw the episode, and we did the energy work with the color therapy with the indigo ray into the solar plexus, which is the attuning to the Christ consciousness and Sananda. So as we did that, she saw that the situation that she thought was not a problem was deep-seated within her solar plexus. Immediately, she became very emotional, and she was going through the releasement. And as I shifted her energy with pulling out the cords of that attachment from that remembrance, it cleared within a matter of 5 minutes.
So it sounds like your work is deeply personal with people, and it gives them a chance to transform themselves in a remarkable way.
Yes, it was very, very powerful. And this just happened recently, and I attribute a lot of this to the fact that I've been attuned to more higher frequencies within me, and I was able to tune into it immediately. And it was much, much easier than it would have been many years ago, because the planet is changing so rapidly. And she was able to just embrace the newness of herself.
That's excellent. That's just excellent. Now, tell me about how you work. I mean, if someone came to one of your classes online, or if they came for a private session, let's start with the classes online. What could they expect?
Well, it depends on the type of class that I'm doing.
Right.
I do monthly full moon circles, where we do energy work and we pray to the different directions, and I do a meditation. For a specific class, like we are doing the Rays of God class, is everybody introduces themselves, gets to know everyone else. I ask for what their intention is for the class, and we do a protection circle. And I bring forth the visualization as if we were all sitting in my living room and doing a group together, and bring those energies in no matter where the people are speaking from. And as we do that, we do some deep breathing. We bring the energy from our heart chakras, upper right shoulders to our right arm, and send loving around the circle, and then it comes back to us. And we ask for a golden dome of protection to come down through us, and then.
So, how big are your classes online?
Pardon?
How large are your online classes?
They're very small presently. I would say the most 15 people.
Aha! Uh-huh. So it's easy to go around the quote circle.
Yeah, it's much, much easier. If it was a larger group, we wouldn't be able to do it as intimately.
But that's quite lovely, because even though people are online, it feels very personal.
Yes, it does. And I have a way with my shamanic abilities to tune into each of them, and they actually do feel the energy.
And what about time zones? How do you deal with that? What time of day do you do this class?
I usually, presently, I've been doing them in the evening, but I am available now during the day, so I am not adverse on setting up a class during the day.
And then, so if someone wanted to sign up, when is your next Seven Rays class starting?
We are halfway through the first one. I have not set up a schedule for the next one, because there's new information that's been coming in. I need to reformulate it So I would say that the next class probably would not start until mid-July.
Uh-huh.
I am going to be starting a weekly class after the Rays of God in the end of June or July, and it's associated with Ascension work, but I'm calling it the Light Ray Spectrum Mastery Teachings, and each class will be a different topic. Say that we want to discuss Sishwakul and soul psychology. In that class, I would bring forth some teachings and tools of a lesson. We would do a meditation, and Sishwal would come through and speak to the class about how he can assist them in any psychological soul issues that they are going through. So I will list on my website each of the classes, and you do not a person does not have to attend all of them.
And what can someone expect to pay for their class
that they feel that are pertinent to what they need to learn?
What can someone expect to pay for the class?
Those classes are $33 each, and I will give a discount if they sign up for like a month of them.
I see. You know, although I have not been in your classes, your work was highly recommended to me, and the person that told me of your work spoke very highly of you. So those of you who are out there thinking about this, it sounds very affordable. It sounds like a delightful opportunity. We would recommend that you check out Reverend Christine's site. Her email is Melarisi, I'll spell it, MelErieSSEE at lifestationearth.com. And her website is the same name, www.lifestationearth.com. I'd also like to remind you that we are still having our May Akashic special that we will honor, even though this show is playing the first week of June. If you hear this on the radio and you have not gotten your Akashic records read and you'd like to have that done by me, I will extend for this show only, and we will make our offer extend through this week. Sign up. It will be an Arumandala's Akasha reading, which means we're going to send you the aromatherapy blend called Akasha, which helps you remember your Akashic records, and a recording and the reading, all for about $65 less than what you would normally pay for that, or a 33% discount. These readings are transformational in that they invite you to make a cosmic leap in consciousness, to understand and know your options, to reconfirm your hunches, and to give you information that supports you to be your best self. We also have Aromandala blends for every kind of emotional wound. We use them to clear shame, anger, frustration, being closed in, resentment, and more. Instantly, no more processing, just like an instant rebate, and they are very affordable. To schedule an Akashic Records reading, you may email us at info@MaureenSaintGermain.com. That's info@MaureenSaintGermain, MaureenSaintGermain.com. And the number is 212-304-2123, 212-304-2123. Now, each week, we like to give a tip from our trainers or our guests, and each week I like to remind you to listen to your songs. What are you hearing in your head? What are your songs telling you about what's going on around you? If you will pay attention to the songs that sing in your head or your heart, you may hear words that will tell you something that you have been asking about. Now, I think we have maybe another minute or two, and I'd like Reverend Christine to tell us once again about her online meditation group, The Clarion Light Beings of 9/11 and Beyond. And what, you know, what one thing you'd like to say, Christine?
I would like to say that the Temple 9/11 has grown in size since the Twin Tower tragedies due to the war efforts and the tragedies we've had upon the earth. that any soul that chooses to come into the temple with love and acceptance and let go of their frustrations and their negative emotions from being on earth are welcome to come into the temple. And it has grown enormously, and I believe this is helping souls to assist us in turn that previously they were holding on to their karmic bonds.
Excellent. Well, you are listening to Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, I'm wishing you a million blessings for this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet. Do you have a question for me? Starting next week, I'll be looking at emails that we've received in the week. I can answer personal, business, or other matters. Call us or email us. This is Maureen St. Germain. Thank you for listening.